This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Top three leaders of ruling alliance discuss matters related to upcoming local level elections. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba assures of holding local level election on stipulated time. Election Commission approves election code of conduct for local level elections. Holi being celebrated in districts of the Rai region today. And Western countries believe Ukraine can hold Russian offensive to a standstill. Now the news in detail. Top three leaders of the ruling alliance have held discussions regarding the upcoming local level election scheduled for the 13th of May. In a meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwata yesterday morning, Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba, CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda and CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal discussed the election-related matters. Maoist Centre Chairman Prachanda's press coordinator Surya Kiran Sharma said Leader Prachanda asked Prime Minister Deuba about rumours of not holding the local-level election on stipulated time. Prime Minister Deuba, meanwhile, assured the leaders of holding the election in the determined time frame. Chairman of the CPN Maoist Centre, Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda, has urged the cadres not to expect to win the election in the name of alliance. He asked the cadres to make the party organisation stronger in the election and to win the hearts of the people with their own strength. Speaking at a news conference organized by press organization Lumini at Bootwell yesterday, Chairman Dahal urged the people to be confident about the upcoming local level elections. Chairman Dahal said there was no possibility of an immediate alliance with the CPN-UML. Fagu Purnima, Holi, is being celebrated with much enthusiasm in Tarai today by spreading colors to each other and exchanging best wishes. The festival, which marks the victory of justice over injustice, stands as one of the biggest festivals in the Tarai region. Holi was observed in hilly districts yesterday. The Election Commission has approved the Election Code of Conduct for the upcoming local-level elections. The Election Code of Conduct 2022 has been published in the Nepal Gazette. Spokesperson for the Election Commission, Saligram Sharma Paudel, said the candidacy could be cancelled if the Election Code of Conduct was violated. The Election Commission has also asked 73 political parties registered for the local-level election to send the details of their district-level organisational structure within the 20th of March. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Pompa Bhusal has said dialogues with India are on the way to export the surplus energy from Nepal. Inaugurating the hydropower substation in Bootwell yesterday, Energy Minister Bhusal stated that the government was working in a bid to expand the electricity facilities all over Nepal within the next 2 years. The minister also urged the private sector to invest in hydropower. She also stressed the need for increasing the use of electric appliances to tackle the energy crisis. Home Minister Balkrishna Khand has said there is no point in suspecting the Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC. It is useless to spread illusion that the US Army will come to Nepal with the MCC grant, the Home Minister said. He also added it while inaugurating the 12th Kapilvastu Festival organized at Jeetpur of Banganga Municipality yesterday. And he made it clear that the MCC compact has the electricity and roadway projects. He admitted that Nepal has been slow off the mark in hydropower production in terms of its richness in hydro resources. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Gyanendra Bahadur Karki inaugurated the Mahatma Gandhi Memorial Hospital building at Dingla of Bhojpur district yesterday. The hospital building was constructed with the grant assistance of the Government of India. The event was also attended by Namgyal C. Kampa, Deputy Chief of Mission, Embassy of India in Kathmandu, embassy officials and local government representatives. The building was built at the cost of 22.60 million rupees. The hospital is expected to provide better access to quality health care services to the people of Bhojpur and nearby districts. Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Uma Regmi has expressed concerns towards increasing gender inequality and insecurity of women and children due to climate change. Nepal has drawn attention of the international community, stating that there was a serious impact on people's livelihood due to increased dryness in the rivers and snow melting as the result of rising temperature. Addressing the ongoing UN 66th Commission on the Status of Women on Wednesday in New York, Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Uma Regmi expressed concerns towards increasing gender inequality and insecurity of women and children due to climate change. On the occasion, Regmi said Nepal's constitution has ensured at least 33% participation of women in federal parliament and province assemblies. CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal has said people will be assessing the regressive forces in the upcoming elections. In his address to a reception organized by his party in Kathmandu yesterday, Chairman Nepal said the parties contributing to the promotion of democracy and constitution would be rewarded by the people in the upcoming local level election. Nepal Airlines Corporation has prioritized the restoration of its international flight services suspended with the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic. The state-owned airlines is preparing to connect two major cities of India, Bangalore and Mumbai, with Kathmandu very soon. The corporation says it is preparing to operate Kathmandu to Bangalore flight from 21st of March to be followed by the service between Kathmandu and Mumbai from the 29th of March. Similarly, it is working on a plan to add one more flight along Kathmandu to Narita of Japan route from 1st of April. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8am English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Incessant Ukrainian counterattacks and logistical woes are stalling Russia's offensive, according to British military assessment. Likewise, Western officials have told the journalists that the situation on the ground was not changing dramatically and Ukraine could fight Russia to a standstill. Similarly, the Pentagon said the Russian advance was frozen around the country and multiple lines of access. Civilians are said to be emerging alive from the ruins of a theater in Mariupol that, according to Ukrainian authorities, was bombed by Russia. The city's deputy mayor told the BBC that between 1,000 and 1,200 people might have been inside. As many as 53 civilians have reportedly been killed by Russian forces in the northern city of Cherniv since Wednesday. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, forecasting Division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 28.8 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 14.3 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Top three leaders of ruling alliance discuss matters related to upcoming local level elections. Prime Minister Sherbadur Deoba assures of holding local level election on stipulated time. Election Commission approves election code of conduct for local level elections. Holi being celebrated in districts of the Rai region today. And Western countries believe Ukraine can halt Russian offensive to a standstill. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.